This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright. Today, we're happy to have Tracy Frampton back. She's the executive director of Our Own Florida Wildlife Animal Hospital and Sanctuary. It's baby season. We have a great event coming up.
Yes, we have lots of babies right now. And to help support caring for all of these babies, we are having our 11th annual baby shower at the Palm Shores Town Hall. It's great fun. It will be May 6th, and it runs from 10 to 2. We're going to have live animals, crafts, a bouncy house, food available. It's going to be a real fun time. And all proceeds from this event will be used to care for our patients at the hospital. And right now, we have lots of baby possums, baby squirrels, and the baby songbirds are now starting to come in. So there's a lot of mouths to feed back at the hospital.
And the cool thing about this event is that you have a lot of different ways that people can donate.
Yes, we take all forms. Gift cards are another great way to donate because then we can go out and get exactly what we need. At the baby shower, a lot of people, like a typical baby shower, bring items for the babies. So things that we do need all the time are paper towels and bleach, but you can get a complete wish list on our website. Come enjoy the day and get to see some of our great ambassador animals as well.
What does it take to raise a baby bird?
That's a great question. Well, first of all, it takes a lot of time. Most of the baby songbirds get fed every 15 minutes. When we have 10 cages of baby songbirds, you can imagine manpower just alone. We also feed them a lot of live insects because in the wild, they need to learn how to eat live food as well. And that's really the most expensive part. We actually order mealworms, and we have recently discovered you can buy gift certificates for the mealworm company. It's called Rainbow Mealworms, and you just go to their website and you can purchase gift certificates that we could apply to purchasing mealworms. Oftentimes, we'll order 140,000 mealworms every couple of weeks.
Tell us again about what you do when you find a baby bird.
Excellent question, because you will be finding baby birds often this time of year. If they are pretty much fully feathered and almost full size, they are probably fledglings. If they don't look injured, they don't look like they have ants on them or any obvious injuries, they probably are fledglings. When a songbird leaves the nest, it is not able to fly. That's how it starts to learn to fly. It hops around on the ground. It starts flying maybe 2 feet, 3 feet. The parents are watching their babies at all times, and they will still come down and feed them. Stand back and watch. You can't be in the area or the parents won't come down, but keep an eye on them, maybe from a kitchen window, and the parents will likely be coming down frantically because they've got kids all over the ground and they have to go everywhere to follow them around feeding them. If they are not fully feathered and have fallen out of a nest, you can put them in a little basket and put them back up in a bush or somewhere near where you found them, and oftentimes the parents will still come down and feed them. But if you do not see them within a few hours, you can bring them in as well.
The mother is the best option for raising babies.
Definitely. We do our best, but we are not mom. So they are always better off with their mothers, if at all possible.
11th annual baby shower comes up on May 6th from 10 to 2. It's free and open to the public, a very family-friendly event. And let's give them the web address.
It's floridawildlifehospital.org.
Tracy, thanks so much.
Thank you.